are living la vida loca here on the Colleen and Bradley show.
Okay, 1997.
Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's Monday.
Happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, I did. It was 1999. By the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
La Vida Loca. I did have a good weekend. Thank you for asking.
Did you live La Vida Loca?
I did. I lived La Vida on my couch.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I spent the whole weekend thinking about was, how's Ben Affleck doing? Just kidding.
What? I feel like that's a lot.
That was an awkward but necessary silence.
Yep. That's fine. No, but you know, we've reached the point in the relationship, I'm sorry, the publationship of breakup of Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck, we call them.
Of Armas.
Where we're just watching them live their lives and the tabloids are following them and noting how forlorn they look as they live their lives. Now, what's different about this is we're in a pandemic. So it's not like we can catch photographs of Ben Affleck going out to Target looking sad, or being out with friends looking sad, mm-hmm. or going grocery shopping looking sad. All we get from Ben Affleck is him trying to come in and out of his front door and pick up deliveries while looking sad.
Mm-hmm.
So this headline in Page Six made me laugh, and the picture made me laugh even harder. The headline is, Ben Affleck balances packages and coffee while attempting to keep pants up.
Yeah, the poor guy. I mean, he's having a hard time even keeping his pants together.
Oh, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Amazon packages and an Amazon box, which, by the way, is drenched, no doubt by his in-ground sprinkler system or something. He's bending over, and you can see visible crack. So I think we can all say...
That's rude. They should not have published that photo. Nobody needs to see that.
Also shocking...
It's not pretty crack.
He wears Old Navy underwear.
Oh, good for him.
I mean, that's...
God, you can tell that from that distance?
Look at the... Scroll down, because you'll get like some...
Oh, God. Close-up buns.
And
I didn't
like
need to see that.
It's like a full inch of crack.
Oh, that's nice. I want to stick a pencil down
okay,
that.
Okay, Holly.
You could stick... a 12-pack of pencils.
I think we're missing the obvious. I think this Aflarmus meltdown post-publationship experience is being sponsored by Dunkies, because true. I feel like every article about Matt Damon, who is not Ben Affleck, but Ben Affleck, has had Dunkies in it, like, for the last week.
Yeah, he's always drinking a Dunkies, which actually makes me worried about, like, his sugar intake.
I know, his sugar is... I mean, now, look, he's probably just reeling from the tragedy that is the end of his publationship, and
I
so
mean,
he's
wouldn't
gone
you
to the
be
sauce.
Eating your feelings?
Well, and I would rather him sucking down the Dunkies than, you know, sucking down the Jim Beam.
True. This is a good point.
Right?
This is a healthier choice for him.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, I didn't even think about that. This publationship breakup is definitely sponsored by Dunkies. And apparently today, Amazon.com.
Also, I mean, I marvel
and
at
Old
his,
Navy.
His ability to balance.
It is impressive.
Also, the Dunkies on all those packages.
Doesn't he have people for this?
No, that's a misnomer. They don't. There's no people anymore.
I suppose you're right.
You just sit on your money and you have robots do everything for
Yay.
You.
Meanwhile, while he's trying to keep his pants up and getting all of his Amazon packages with his Dunkies, what's Ana de Armas up to?
I feel like buddies.
I feel like she's more sexy in all of this.
Oh, well, Ana de Armas is clearly the sexier one, right? Like, the whole storyline of post-publationship for Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas is like, poor Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman is victorious. Excuse me, I have to clear my voice because I get so moved.
I know. It's well, this publationship breakup has been hard on all of us.
Yes. Hold on. You asked me not about Jennifer Garner.
No, what is Ana de Armas up to?
Thank you for asking. I'm just making sure this opens the right thing. Oh, yeah, the whole thing is poor Ben, right? And then for Ana de Armas, of course, it's like she's just a young gal on the go. Her career's on an upswing. She's just doing life. She doesn't have time for all this, tragedy and drama. So in People, there is a story about Ana de Armas, and it talks about a new role that she's got that's just about to appear. Oh, surprise! In a new interview with a UK publication, The Sunday Times, which took place, by the way, prior to the end of their publicationship, Ana de Armas is going to be in a new film. Now, we knew she was filming something, right?
Right.
We maybe even talked about the film, but I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either. I just know that that was one of the reasons why they were apart up until the breakup.
Yes. But she is in this film called Blonde, which, by the way, is about Marilyn Monroe. And, Ana de Armas is playing Marilyn Monroe.
Excuse me?
Right? So... Now, I had no idea.
If you thought we were fired up about the Nicole Kidman cast as Lucille Ball.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little agnostic because I don't know what the heck this movie is about or what it's supposed to tell us. Like, where is this showing up? I clearly was not on my radar. Anyway, to me, it's kind of hilarious because it says, Ana de Armas says it took her 9 months to perfect Marilyn Monroe's voice for a new film. Quote, so exhausting. So she does this interview about how it's just, it's really tired.
Wow, that's rough.
She goes,
I'm feeling for her.
What were you going to say, Holly?
Oh, go for it.
She says, quote, I tried. It only took me 9 months of dialect coaching and practicing and some ADR sessions. Is that automatic?
That's voiceover, like doing your own voiceover.
Oh.
ADR.
So that's like she had to go back and over, like dub her voice?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. She goes on to say, quote, it was big torture. So exhausting.
Oh.
My brain was fried.
It was big torture.
I mean, I don't know that in this moment I would really describe anything in my life as torture, hyperbolically
especially
or not.
Especially if it's a job that you're getting paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're traveling to other countries to film.
Yeah.
Whatever. I had lots of thoughts as a woman in the industry and even in general and about how things from the 30s, 40s, and 50s are so relatable nowadays. And if you don't have a strong base with your family and so on, it's really hard to make it through.
What did all those words mean? That was like a salad.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Of Colleen. Words. I have no idea what that meant.
Elsewhere,
can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. So again, she's talking about how it was torture, right?
Right.
I tried. It only took me 9 months of dialect coaching, practicing, and some ADR sessions. It was big torture. My brain was fried. I had a lot of thoughts as a woman in the industry, and even in general, about how things from the 30s, 40s, and 50s are so relatable to nowadays. And how if you don't have a strong base with your family and so on, it's really hard to make it through. Really hard.
What?
I mean, maybe she's saying like, you can relate to Marilyn Monroe's struggle in the past because even though it's a long time ago, it's relatable.
I really appreciate that you're like giving us your Annie's.
Like Ana de Armas's.
Yeah,
I think she's trying to, I don't know, but do you know anything about, I mean, Molly? Hey, Molly.
Who's that?
Molly Booberts. As the resident movie expert, do you know anything about this film?
Well, I went to a place called the internet and I found out some things.
Wow, what is the internet? That sounds neat.
It's better
neat.
Than me showing up for work.
So, can I go there too? Is it free?
Yes, it is, Colleen.
Wonderful.
Everybody on board the World Wide Web. All right, so this is a movie that's based off a novel by Joyce Carol Oates called Blonde, which the book came out about 20 years ago. So I think that this is a fictionalized version of Marilyn Monroe's life. This movie's going to be on Netflix this year, and it stars Ana, Adrian Brody, Bobby Cannavale, and somebody named Julianne Nicholson.
Interesting.
And also, again, like, interesting casting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Ana de Armas is beautiful. Marilyn Monroe was beautiful. I don't know that I see that resemblance, but you know what? I will reserve judgment.
I mean, get the right wig and some
prosthetics,
some contouring, and yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, what I took away from this entire story, again, if you're just joining us, the publicationship, the end of the publicationship of Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck, it did its work, right? Like she,
oh yeah,
they both have projects in the works. They're both getting a lot of attention. Now is a perfect time to get their names in headlines. People care about Ben, but you know, we've always sort of had this bizarre interest in Ben Affleck as sort of a sad sack for a few legitimate reasons, but mostly overplayed, I think, by the media. But now we have this interest, and we have for the last 9 months to a year, about Ana de Armas in a way that we never did before.
True.
So her publicationship has paid off. We are aware of what an Ana de Armas is on some level in a way that we weren't 9 months ago.
And for Ben Affleck's part, you know, he doesn't look as much of a mess as he has in the past.
No, I mean, right? He's like a functioning mess.
Yeah, we've seen him looking, yeah, functional. And so in that regard, it has done something, I guess, for him. Well, you know, oh, shoot, we don't have a whole lot of time for this. I do just want the world to know the following. In the tradition of the publicationship now extending to exes, people are turning their gaze to Jennifer Garner to see how she's doing with all of this. And she
was on a beach with Bradley Cooper?
No, but she did tip her hand a little bit. She did a Instagram live with her friend Chelsea, who okay. was leading a virtual healing class.
That's a thing.
And she had a full-blown hysterical crying meltdown situation.
Seems kind of unlike Miss Garner.
Well, yes, and imagine how people are reading into that.
Oh, I bet.
Right? Yeah. Like, oh, she must be having such a difficult time being so stressed because her ex-husband is breaking up with a gal. What? Anyway, I also think she's exploring her goop life. We don't have time to get into it, but I will keep an eye on it for all of us, all right?
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.